Ya, om prakene ho tundi om bari. Oire apresimente de mirongo ndatu nambari o wiru wa sika mo programa tu. Yo nkundana thinki opamwe na lo isashimi. Ano, tuli tu shoku pandura happy shwe tupe pakono tundika. Potu watu ya komesho programa to tundika yo nkundana thinki. Ano natango otatu kupo pisa kuza kembinga nembinga kucho tuya dhangane uri konjo shirongo. Kucho menilo shirongo. Otuita tu kupo pisa pesimboro tundika. Ponga no vuro kukara wa weturandura mbuya tangu vunga nuka tangu wakanju erewe kuchango tati kongini kumbinga ngane ya tangu shoka tatu wakara tiyo kupama mepope simbolo tundi komprake ni wanji no mwa shika pe simbo nengo kunda na zingi unano hatu papishi kwa telela kumbinga ini maina shanga dira tango ni ye moyo shirongo ngengu tashanga ni kumbinga yu hipiro ngengu tashanga tango shtopo tushika sho shuna mapsa Ayo ni maisha utunjiko mangane hatu ikwa tede. Amo programa ito tunjika yon kunda na zingi. Amo tukata mekane kane paife. Si upo tundi. Tika karangane hiri nenge. Tika kara one. Ya pirithi mita zibu yon kondatu. Shika mwene njiko mprake ni wanje. Ndu tengaje kucho uri ngane watala kwa marunguro kutu hono. No. Kesha ngane kwa marunguro kucho WhatsApp. Kucho Facebook. Ano shotu. Ano. Wete ngane kucho meskundika onena. Amo kangane ma ontengane kwa saneko wagonja kumo parlamente. Akongane ili minister of finance me Eric Shafuda. Wenganta kakara ganjano. Ye unene ontengane kwa maroko tunguno. Sino shika kakasha kwa tolo mangane kuchanwe sekta di umepo. Nenge sekta ngane ya kangane demo na umaroko sike peni. Ano nini mangana ishe kutuna tangu Eriko tale ndengina. Unana natangu kutashangane kumbina na ndonga shio. Yo shimawa shoka shaturapo shimwe shikare shayambidhiza unene ngota shangani kominga ya project nenge development project otashituwa ndapu ingapi amini maisha utumjo kumprakeni wanje me Erika okuringa netatango takakara akoshpoku choko ipopya numuwa shoka shongani takakara ya tameka nena nase tuka kangani tuwa kashpaya kuchana se otua ganje mbako opo oponga na vuru kukara nae nenge to nangwe uri pora dikare ngani wapuikina kucha ngengo tashia ngotashia ngani ko stop pro tushika o shita shende ngini nenge o budget na narera o shima nenge o ntengwane kwa thane ngono o vura njino nenge o vura ngani o futi ma 2026 2027 oyiri ngini okufavani tangana tango no vura yazako noma runturuko in mesho tumjoka ano ngale tango twala tukare tuva tuwa ngale tukave ta kucha ayo tuva nga kucha nando ngashi oshimaru washo shitopo washo sho sha nyasha upuri patrui ngapi nina tango wala ngane nango kakare ushi kucha ae nangaye ta nda apply cha ndoja kucha shimaru tushika nangaye pamondi ngane nda kwatirwa mwe sho tu ano sho wete ngane atoka toka shipa kucho tuite kupawo kucha me Elika okuri tetu pamangane shikashike mangi na tuyangane huyaka ninge mangi na tameka otusho kukato kuiramo otusho kukato kuiramo we ataku tupoka wa monoka pito hano kuya mukucha pamangwe o madadiro gota katingi ni kombinga ntengwane kwasane kwa kutungu no tuli twategerera kukato wa tokupewa okuchangwe pamoto predicting ngo to uri win uri wa harangeno o sekta yini nengo shikondo shini nengo ministry wuni wapo wa shimariwa nengo maru ndru kwa gena nwara ataka kare ya gedipo unye kota shangane kumbinga nte kwane kwa thaneko ogo tunguno ogo mfunguno o 20 shimaru wangani 2026 na sego 2027 ashike mo paife mangi natu yangane ko nengi natameka otushine kondara ngane tango ndikande kuiramo mo tengwane kwa saneko kovura zako ano omono tashivunga ni shikata ngo shukupa uyerele uri shwepo omanga ina tupe wangano tengwane kwa saneko kutunguno kovura tunji natani manga pipindi na kwenye maipindi tia kanga ya tango ndi kuiramo nao
get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafata na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa olonjika. Seitha nina omayaguro nirandithomwa yoe yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tu imemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yo mo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma kona rahita tuimwe. Datundatu heari hamano tano oniari. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM.
Yeah, oh, shata shini ngano programa yetu yonkunda na dhingi, opame na Loisa Shimi, tundi ombari. Wele pithi mita dhivirongo ne, no bethi mboro tundi kumbra kini wani nengimesi kundika wanande kurumbure ngani ya manakucha. Otuli katuka ganje mbako, kwa pale ya bende, hono, tuwa tegerira, gweri minister ngane kwa finance, me Elik Shafuda, akangane aganja, onte ngane kwa thaneko. I know a budget and gani of investment of 2026 to 2027. Kucha Oguri Gini in Mesh or 20 to Pengani Mescore Tundika Ronena. Ashike Pamoku Kanda and the Kuiramo, Kanga de Kuiramo, Gang with the Shakon Tekone Kosaneko of Razako, Kongani Wanning for Mumacha, me, Anongono Quarry. Wuringana Posh Marosha, the Pobirion, the Pabrion and Gana, the Serena Hamano. Ano o shongano shimewasho no kwari shaturapo ano dashita pastoporanga atangwe di maishe kuche sekta na sekta ngana dishe ne ministry dishe na sho ni mesho tumbyo ka atangwe di pongo tashanga ko stopa chomba to tujiga ashike ngengo twatara atarangana tu ye mpano kucha me sekta de muno o ngika o kesho sekta okwali nana nka ya ya ngane o oshimawa shithike penana ano no mawashoka o nteju kandi kuira mafano kucha aye o mo ovrazako ni kwante kwane kwa ovrazako ngono kwa 2025 atu kusiko o 2026 ha kwa ringane patu oshimawa shadhapo pebeo na zemi nongo mbari nalo shingu wano hetatu dhono o kwa ringane kwa oshimawa shuna kwa ringane shaya moshi kondone ngemu minishu otumbuka uwe longo Wairongo ngani no mwashoka u ministry ngani natango wo gender wali wapo shima wachithike pe miliona miliona ngani dhadha pe miliona dhile omaseregiri ngani no mirongo hea inanda toshinkwa no hamano no shoka oshoka natango shishima rua shari chapewa u ministry otumbuka wo gender pesimboro tundo. Ashike, natango, ngingo tozi mburu kwa nao natango, kwa lipo introducing kwa, hindi mwenji kwa tashangani kwa minga shutopo ashika shu mauzano. Mauzano, mono, pari, patu natango shimarongo tashangani kwa minga yupare, ulipo, pansika. Moshirongo ashiche, uluyari moshirongo ashiche, nos moca na cuero patrón garengo de chamos topa chica so so maudano o para patrua o si mara si tingane a po po bio nangane y mochin cuando un dato a no so no sa including a ningún muy macuatrane o si mara so casi mi una tiro más de gari a mono so no sa no y no así que o cara patrua o para uruyari a mochirongo así se a no me va a socane a tango o puina tango pari patura o si me va a dar tango poma poma o más seguir sorry emio nadie más seguir gari a bono si no si necesitan un enua o pare o parengane o care watura mi topora a no sono tashungane kutana donga so o unene o si mariwa ningo tashangane kuminga donga si unambo ningo hera yo kwende ku pengano hunde no kucha aye o toy toy ko ke paturo lo kapare nenge tro mironga lo kapare ke costo pasa kas he ke no se tu ano si me vas ko sone cha cuatro muy no kucha andongeno mi to pro ho ro mo karenga ne matura u pare a upongani na tango anyasha ya mo kara ya dare na mu paro mo tu mono nge ngoto changane costo pro tu sino sho maudan ya no mo shoka na tango changane costo pro singa sho haku stopo asu hako ovraza ko sha ingane sha poshi mbo shi tike pe miliona sorry ebiona dio longo namba shinkwa no ndatu ebiona dio longo nambari oshinkwa no ndatu dono odari ingane dha ya mostopo tu shika shu hako mono na ko tu angane kuchina tango oshimawa shitushika oshirisha nuninwa chawenwa ngane muvule pukare ma maturwa omarunduruko ngiko tashangane kushitupu tushika shuhaku okuchane kuchana ndongashi mipangiro imwe muvule kama mwanya mwanyengu marunduruko ngashu renovation ano ipangiro ngane ikaye opare kwana wa mongane pafa pwendeka nenge mukara tango ngane ipangiro ikare ya njajukununwa monenga expanding wano ano njuno ogo ulangane njoka ilipo kucha era lakano. Kukarangane pa kuswa upsa kathimbono ulipo. Kukarangane puna upsa kathimbono kucha ipangiro imwe. Ayivungane kara yudhu unene. Yudha nganu unene. Pura tango mana kucha era lakano na tango. Onjuno ngane antu ya kare tamono uhaku. Uri panthika uhaku uri nawa. Kashivurashika uchikare o antu yeringane mumweyo yenji ndeka puna tango lera nawa uhaku uringane pansika ya santo enji unene. Ya na tango tatu hiko stopo wa shika so transporta. So marendo shono sharingane nengo po ringane paturwa mono. O shimaru wa shadangane pe bilio na dhiri mbao shungu wano heari. Shimaru wa shono shungane kwa isha turwa po. Unene shisha turwa po na tango patari wako cha openanga mashina wako utenda. Nenge onjiranga ni yushinaro kutenda ponanga ne imwe ya pombwa okunengwa no ku upgradingwa anoshoka shune kushatura ponenge shi chanunwa po okukara sha yambidida nyo tshanga ne kushitopa tushika sha shinaro kutenda nenge njanga ne tshinaro kutenda ya natango mono pali patura tango mono kucha oshimawa tango shino muri mwa mune biro radi mba shunkwa no heari oshisha watura mo na tango enjira proyeka ngane de enjira dikare na tango dhapwa dikare na tango dhapwa osho na tango ngengo tashiangane pe skora skoro dhimwe kazi nana nare nantonga shuka horondo ngane kea pungino no anu horondo mbono nenge upate nembono uka pe skora nao oshimawa shiko sho ingani shatuwa po nengo shiri shatuwa po ngeno pukare puna ngeno peskora oshimawa tango pu klinika pukare ne puna onjiro otunjo nenge opate otunjo kabikanga ne peskora po tumo nomo washoka ngengo twa tara tango koshima shikwao opare otasha kuminisu agriculture anu ministry ngane mbono nenge oshitopowa shimwe shono turingane na tango hatu shipopo runji kesho umwe hatingane kucha handu ngeno oshimawa oshinina shiyengane ku ministry otumbuka wa agriculture ngutati oshimaruwa sho shingengo tali po ministry wa agriculture mpono nena otashimushikae shatishetapu ironga shoshi wetengane na tango omupresidente okuri naye kuringa tango nae halinge ponthi upo agriculture patu mo apuma pukare taturongwi ni metusene mo shirongo arane popele shimbono wa agriculture kuringa ne patu shimbarwa chada pebu na dili mbari oshinkwano hamano bebu na dili mbari oshinkwano hamano shoko shimbarwa ngane shoka shatura popumisho tumbuka wona mapsa shoka shiri shiringana no shatura perara kanoni nokusha oshatura pange no shika shi improve nenge shaya mbidiza ngiko tashangane kombinga yete poli kuya unenenga mikurino epangiro mbino kutwa ngane a green skin program mono mwa muri mane nda koma kwaterwa o stopo tushika nenge o always ndiko rutiari ronda mo tunjoka yo anakatal dam irrigation project nayo oyidi kwari ya patrwa mwana muno yivwe ikare ya yambizizwa ano nomo washoka ndisha u ministry nja wo agriculture we uri kuma paife ashike pe pongengo tacha ko shimarwa opuna nge oroko kucha shino shimarwa shikata shinunwe kombinga shtopo washeshi oshimarwa shikana shinunwe ko shtopo wa sho agriculture ningo shtopo wa shuna mapya ano mwashoka nemano nge ko tacha kombinga yo mayor osho shtopo watango sheshi mbino nge shindo oshiparinga ne patu shimarwa shadha pe miriyo nadhiri o mathere ongoi no mirongo tawa na hamano o shinkwano tano anoshima washono o sharingane cha turwa po wene shano renwa nga mwota shangane kushtopo wa shomea osho o shtopo wangane sheshi anoshono o shongane kwari cha turwa po ashike natango gengo toa tarana tango mano o punu ministry otumbuka wo international relations and trade mbono waringane watu patulo shimari washarunwa shiyanengesharunu ministry tutumbuka shitike ngane po biyo na imwe oshinkwano mbari ya noshowa natango ngotwa tarangane koshitopo washino kucha ministry wa mines and energy and industry ministry of mines and energy and industry mbano wayaringane yapo shimari washadha pe miliyo nadhiri o mathere ongoi no mirongo ndatu no ongoi o shinkwano ntano no shimarwa shono o sharingane shaturwa po ngengo tacha kombinga yoshi yuministry otumbuka weikwamina uministry otumbuka weikwamina oshowo ikwankondo moshirongo ya natango tango tuna po ngane oshitopo washika shitopo wangane shika sho ministry mboka wa environmenta ministry wa environment ningo ndi ngorokorongo no matter repo ina shono kwa ngana shape wa shimarwa shitike pemiro no masegeri ga heari no masegeri ga heari no mirongo ngoi na heari oshinkwano hamano emiro adiri masegeri ga heari o mirongo ngoi na heari oshinkwano hamano oshimawa shitutu nukwengane shaturwa nenge shaturwa ngane moshitopo tushikane kukuminisho utumbuka wa environment ya to tatu yoko shitopo wa shu minisho utumbuka wa communication na nengo information mono upare ngane patu oshimaruwa shadha po pemiyo na zero maseregiri ongoi omirongo ongoi na hitato chinkwano ntano oshimawa shono uchari ngane shayano shayano unene moshitopo washika sho information ya natango kutara ngani natango po ministry of finance ane wowene ouri waturwapo ngano shimarwa shithike po pebio nadhio longo nano shinkwano hamano mono murine mwakwaterwine ma oinji mwi mwakwaterwa ukondo ngane uinji wa yorokathana mwi mwakwaterwa ebio nadhiri hewa shinkwano mbari dhiye ngane koshitopo tushika she granda ngashi ngane pamwe nando kuri arona yaithekwa nenge pamwe inimesha otumbyoka oili yakwaterwamo udelewa mo mostopo tu shika shumini shimboka o finance natango natango ta ku popo na no ko 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 tango sho sho mitko na sho shinga ne shakwa tuma motu mono sho no shiri ta shapewa e miyo na dhiri ethere e miyo na dhiri ethere oponga natango mitko nguno e aenga ne komesho natango no shimama natango shada po po pemero nadiro maseregeri gatatu no mirongo mbari shono shono kwalinga ne shi shi nekererwa nenge shaganjwa ko ko ministry otumbu no sorry ka ministry ndo shikondo shikasho trust Namibi na sho oshiri shapatelwa mo mo ministry otumbu ka o finance ano mono mono ta kupapanga ne pano kucha o ministry otumbu no omuna omuna o e challenge adimwe unene matrust maybe motumoka odone natango datari ko kucha odi akadi improving wa negati akada ambidizwa koshimara wa tushuka ne chat wapo so 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 shemira dilo materi ri katatu no mirongo bad yeah ashika no nashungane shimwe shungane natango shimwe shilipo mwari pa weather mana kucha opena oshikondo chimwe sha shiripo nenge oshiketha chimwe sha shiripo oshirirepo ngeno okukara sha yambidhidha ngenge opena ngoma upyakadhi gasha opena ngano mapyakadhi gasha neno oshikondo shino ta shivunga natango shikare nenge oshiketha chikondo shivunga ne shikare sha yambidhidha mono ne kwepatulwa ne emiliona dhili so emiliona dhili omathele gatatu no mirongo ntano ano oshongane kwari shaturap yeah so tatuya ngane ko stopo washino sho tatuya ngane ko stopo washino sho sho anti anti corruption commission ACC no shiko kaka komisi ngane hono ya kunga unga no ringirike moshirongo mono nenge hono okaringane kapewa oshimaru washadha ngane po pemi na dire sendo longo na hamano oshongwano ntano ano shono osharinga ne sha turapo nenge shapewa o shapewa ngane oka komiso ko tuhono ko kuunga unga no ringiringi moshirongo ya no shikwa omprakini wanje mano no shikwa o penanga no ministro tumboka wa home affairs no ya ndwete kucha me Erika kuringane irongekidha kukarangana na popya nengo kukarangana tango etupa obacho to tunjika pamoto shingana kukara twempembako handi
constrained fiscal space elevated debt levels and a moderate but fragile economic recovery. This budget is not merely a record of Namibian dollars. It is an unbreakable contract between the state and its people. It reflects both our development ambitions and the discipline required to safeguard macroeconomic stability, ensuring that today's choices protect tomorrow's opportunities. The theme for this budget focuses on people, productivity, and prudence. This is a call to action to nurture human potential, boost growth drivers, and ensure fiscal sustainability. Government's policy direction remains firmly anchored in the 2025-2026 to 2029-2030 Sixth National Development Plan, NDP6, and operationalized through offices, ministries, agencies, strategic plans, which guide the prioritization of public resources within the medium-term expenditure framework. This year's budget introduces the ninth MTEF, following the introduction of the first MTEF in 2002-2003 financial year. The MTEF is firmly grounded in three essential principles that will significantly enhance sector sustainability and optimize public investment efficiency while prioritizing increased allocation to the social sector. First, the government will entrench fiscal prudence as a norm, anchoring the budget decisions on affordability, long-term sustainability, and macroeconomic stability. Second, the government is committed to making sure that every Namibian dollar will provide value and measurable results. Third, enhance the roles of state-owned enterprises and the private sector in supporting the development agenda, enabling the government to focus more effectively on the formulation of policies. I plan to elaborate on these three principles in detail during my speech. Honorable members, before I proceed with the budget, I would like to take a moment to highlight some notable progress and outcomes on the critical priority projects for the financial year 2025-2026 as at end of January 2026. Despite fiscal pressures, the government continues to deliver tangible outcomes. In housing and sanitation, the Mass Housing Development Program delivered 58 units in Windhoek, with a further 24 units nearing completion in Opuwo. Additionally, 1,059 housing units were built by the Shared Dwellers Federation of Namibia, and 112 housing units were built by the National Housing Enterprise and handed over to the homeowners. Through the basic sanitation program, over 2,100 latrines and communal facilities were constructed at the value of 37 million Namibian dollars. The mass formalization of the informal sector program invested 721 million Namibian dollars, resulting in the construction of more than 2,100 houses and the creation of 17,421 jobs. In addition, 9 servicing capital projects were completed at a cost of nearly 160 million Namibian dollars. That is critical for the preparation of land for future urban.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnementplan. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Development. In education, during the financial year in report, or reporting period, government allocated 663 million Namibian dollars to cater for the registration fees and tuition fees for the first quarter of 2026, in line with the approved stance and stance on subsidized tertiary education at both private and public institutions to ease the financial burden on households. The projected number of students expected to register for the 2026 academic year is approximately 134,079. Institutions are still enrolling students, and the final figures will only be available once that has closed. In addition, during the midterm budget review, that is October 2025, an amount of 151 million Namibian dollars was allocated to the Ministry of Education to recruit 665 teachers. To date, I wish to report to this August House that cumulatively 2,772 teachers have been recruited in the year 2025. In agriculture, a total of 1,290 hectares were planted, primarily focusing on wheat, with additional crops like rice and horticulture. Wheat cultivation dominated at 617.2 hectares, projected to yield about 3,357.5 tons, mainly in Uvunguvungu, Dongalinena, Sabikongolo, and Sikondo green schemes, with contributions from small-scale farming at Musese green scheme. Additionally, 673.7 hectares were dedicated to rice and horticultural crops, expecting an output of 808 tons, including potatoes, watermelons, onions, cabbage, and tomatoes from Sikondo green scheme. In addition, the government continues to advance food security through productive use of land. The defense sector utilizes 31 hectares for the cultivation of maize, mahangu, and vegetables. The Namibian Correctional Service have 5,424 hectares under cultivation across Dibundu, Everest Sikongo, and Harda Correctional Facilities, producing maize, wheat, usain, vegetables, and orchard crops, supported by center pivot, drip, and sprinkler irrigation systems. Targeted agricultural programs, including small stock distribution and conservation agriculture, have supported over 2,000 farmers, directly contributing to food security and rural incomes. Under water management, major water infrastructure projects continue to advance. The Owongo-Oshakati pipeline has reached 81% completion, while the bulk water project stands at 76% completion. On the favorite subject, that is the youth fund, for the 2025-2026 financial year, the government appropriated a total amount of $257 million, reaffirming its commitment to youth empowerment, entrepreneurship, and job creation. Further, the government received financial backing of $28 million from public enterprises, comprising $5 million from Nanibere, $5 million from Namport, and $18 million from the Development Bank of Namibia. I would like to take this opportunity to express my heartfelt gratitude to these institutions for their support towards youth empowerment. Of this amount, 50% has been allocated to direct project disbursement, 35% to the endowment fund, and 15% to coaching, mentoring, and related support services. For the first phase of the direct project disbursement, the following amounts are earmarked as follows: $64 million for the Development Bank of Namibia to support industrialization, SMEs, value addition, and productive sectors; $44.9 million for the Agricultural Bank of Namibia for agricultural development and land-based production; and $19.2 million for the Environmental Investment Fund to finance environmental sustainability and green economic initiatives. In terms of implementation, the Development Bank of Namibia approved 65 projects valued at $20.3 million, with $2 million disbursed, and 161 jobs are expected. Agribank approved 53 projects with a value of $25.5 million Namibian dollars, with disbursement of 475,467 and an estimated 292 jobs are to be created. The Environmental Investment Fund approved 45 projects valued at $24.9 million, with $11.3 million disbursed, and approximately 270 jobs are anticipated. In conclusion, while project approvals demonstrate strong uptake, continued focus is required to accelerate disbursements so that allocated resources translate into tangible economic and employment outcomes for young Namibians. Let me take a moment to emphasize that there is no collateral necessary for this Youth Development Fund loan. However, recipients are expected to show both commitment and patience as they embark on their business journeys. In the energy sector, electrification efforts continue to reduce inequality in access to services. Rural electrification has already connected 62 schools across 8 regions. Peri-urban electrification projects are 80% complete, that is in Benduk, and 45% complete in NORAD serviced areas. Off-grid projects include the PIROS project and electrification of public institutions are each approximately 8% complete, expanding access to energy in remote areas. These are just accounts of a few activities funded through budget allocations for the financial year 2025-2026, and a full report will be made available once the financial year has been completed. Honorable Speaker, Honorable Members of Parliament, allow me to brief this August House on some notable developments in the financial landscape aiming to transforming the Namibian economy. I wish to update this August House on the progress in implementing Namibia's first fast and instant payment solution to support government to person payments. The Ministry of Finance, the Bank of Namibia, and payment service providers are working together to improve financial inclusion through affordable digital payment services, focusing on rural communities and the informal sector. This initiative will facilitate quick, secure government payments, reducing travel distances with queues or end queues, especially for pensioners. The transition from cash disbursements with NAMPOST to digital channels will occur under the instant payment system that is set to be launched by the Bank of Namibia in the third quarter of 2026. Thank you. Namibia is supposed to exit the fatal grey list. Namibia has remediated 13 strategic deficiencies that were identified ahead of the May 2026 deadline, and the country will now be subjected to an on-site assessment, which is the next step to ensure it exits the grey list. The Financial Intelligence Center will in due course update the nation. The Namibian Deposit Guarantee Authority also increased its deposits cover limit up to $50,000 from $25,000 during 2025-2026 financial year. At this cover limit, the deposit protection scheme covers more than 90% of current depositors, ensuring that depositors have access to all or a portion of their funds within a specified time in the event of a bank failure. Gazetted their regulations relating to citizenship and place of residence of board of directors and the executive offices of banking institutions. And these were issued under the Banking Institutions Act of 2023. These regulations require that the key leadership positions and at least 70% of board and executive roles in Delhi institutions be held by Namibians. This ensures that critical decisions making roles remain aligned with national development objectives. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Honorable Speaker, let me now turn to the economic performance and outlook of the Namibian economy, starting with the global economy. The global economy remains uncertain. According to the IMF World Economic Outlook of January 2026, global growth is estimated at 3.3% in 2025, with growth expected to remain at 3.3% in 2026, before moderating slightly to 3.2% in 2027. Growth in advanced economies is projected to be around 1.8% in 2026 and 1.7% in 2027. In emerging markets and developing economies, growth is expected to continue hovering just above 4% in 2026 and 2027, while economic activities in sub-Saharan Africa are projected to grow by 4.4% in 2025, increasing to 4.6% in 2026 and 2027. This upward revision reflects macroeconomic stabilization and reform efforts in key regional economies. With regard to the domestic economy, GDP growth for 2025 has been revised downward to 2.9% from 3.3% estimated at the time of the mid-year budget review and from 3.7% growth recorded in 2024. Growth in 2025 was driven mainly by uranium and gold mining, wholesale and retail trade, as well as transport and storage. Primary industries grew by 2.8% in 2025, rebounding from a 1.8% contraction in 2024, largely due to increased mining output. Regarding the secondary industries, they slowed sharply to 0.8% growth, down from 3.0% in 2024, reflecting a 0.8% contraction in manufacturing. Finally, the tertiary industries grew by 3.3% compared to 4.9% in 2024, supported mainly by the wholesale trade. Going forward, economic growth is projected to recover to 3.1% in 2026, with medium-term growth expected to average approximately 3.3%. With regard to inflation, Namibia's annual inflation rate dropped to 2.9% in January 2026, down from 3.2% in January 2025, driven by easing food prices, but still pressured by rising housing and utility costs. The Bank of Namibia expects inflation to average around 3.5% in 2026, supported by lower global oil and food prices. The Bank of Namibia's internal reserves, international reserves, fell to 51.6 billion Namibian dollars at the end of December 2025, down from 63 billion Namibian dollars in December 2024. This decline was mainly due to foreign debt repayments by the government, including the Eurobond redemption, along with lower SACU receipts and net ZAR outflows from banks, compounded by the strengthening of the Namibian dollar or South African rand against major currencies. In 2025, the Bank of Namibia lowered the repo rate by 50 basis points to 6.50% to support the economy and maintain the peg with the South African rand. In February 2026, the policy rate was kept unchanged. The central bank also maintained a 25 basis point reduction in commercial banks' lending rates by December 2025, narrowing the Namibian prime repo spread from 3.75% to 3.50%. This initiative offers major benefits, especially borrowers, with annual savings of at least 314 million Namibian dollars. Now, with regard to fiscal performance for the 2025-2026, we gave an account of the actual fiscal outcomes in respect of the previous fiscal year, 2024-2025, and we also presented the revised estimates for 2025-2026, that is when I presented the mid-year budget review. Due to intensifying fiscal pressures in 2025-2026 fiscal year, total revenue and grants reached 76.6 billion Namibian dollars by January 2026, making up a 6% of revised target from the mid-year budget policy statement. The aggregate revenue focus has been lowered to 87.4 billion Namibian dollars, down from the previously projected 89.4 billion Namibian dollars and below the actual 89.1 billion Namibian dollars that was collected in the year 2024-2025. Consequently, the revenue to GDP ratio is expected to decrease from 35.9% in 2024-2025 to 31.3% in 2025-2026 financial year due to lower SACU receipts, a persistent decline in diamond revenue, which is partly offset by stronger gold production. In terms of expenditure performance, as at the end of January 2026, the expenditure preliminary outturn stood at 63.9 billion Namibian dollars, representing 79% of the revised expenditure projections as outlined in the mid-year review. The operational expenditure execution rate was recorded at 87% during the period, while the implementation rate for the development budget, which includes expenditure commitments, stood at 71%. Total expenditure is expected to remain broadly stable at 105.9 billion Namibian dollars, which is equivalent to 39.9% of GDP by the end of March 2026, reflecting expenditure discipline despite revenue shortfalls. Overall, the budget deficit for 2025-2026 has been revised upward to 6.6% of GDP compared to 6.0% projected in the 2025-2026 mid-year budget review. With regard to financing requirements, the global financing requirements slightly increased from 14.4 billion Namibian dollars in the financial year 2024-2025 to 14.5 billion Namibian dollars in the year 2025-2026. As of January 2026, total government debt stood at 174.5 billion Namibian dollars, which is equivalent to 65.2% of GDP. The debt portfolio is now 88% domestic and 12% foreign, reflecting a strategic shift towards domestic financing. However, interest payments are projected to consume 16.4% of total revenue, amounting to 14.3 billion Namibian dollars, up from 14.7% in 2024-2025. Honorable Speaker, honorable members, in terms of Article 126(1) of the Namibian Constitution, it gives me pleasure to table for the favorable consideration and approval of the House the financial year 2026-2027 appropriation bill, the 2026-2027, 2028-2029 medium-term expenditure framework, the estimate of revenue, income, and expenditure for the same MTF period, the development programs over the MTF period, and the fiscal strategy for the same MTF period. With regard to the 2026-2027 budget medium-term outlook and fiscal policy stance, Honorable Speaker, Honorable Members, I wish to inform this August House that the revenue for the financial year 2026-2027 is estimated to be at 89.8 billion Namibian dollars, an increase of 2.5% from the revised preliminary outturn of 87.4 billion Namibian dollars for the financial year 2025-2026. A positive boost to revenue stems from the increase in SACU receipts, estimated at 24.3 billion Namibian dollars, up from the revised preliminary outturn of 21.8 billion Namibian dollars in 2025-2026. Fiscal pressure arises from the mining sector, where revenue from other mining is expected to decrease. This decline is primarily due to a temporary dip in coal output as operations shift to underground mining and to the processing of lower grade ore. Domestic tax categories are projected to increase slightly in line with economic projections. With regard to expenditure outlook, the operational budget is estimated at 81.3 billion Namibian dollars for the financial year 2026-2027, representing an increase of 746 million Namibian dollars from the revised preliminary outturn of 80.6 billion Namibian dollars for the financial year 2025-2026. This was accomplished through a focused effort to examine major cost drivers aiming to eliminate waste and reduce inefficiency spending across all offices, ministries, and agencies. As a result, we achieved total savings amounted to 2.3 billion Namibian dollars. In addition, adjustments were made to one-time expenditures from previous years, repurposing them to support essential new priority projects. Despite the overarching objective of expenditure rationalization, the budget remains cognizant of essential social and developmental commitments. For the financial year 2026-2027, the key priorities underscoring the operating budget are estimated to be around 5.9 billion to cover the following activities. Additional funding to support the government's obligations to subsidize tertiary education in the tune of 2.8 billion. And Honorable Speaker, I have some representatives here. The students who have accompanied me, where are they? Because they are beneficiaries from this subsidized special education. We welcome them. The future leaders. Yes. The future is bright. A budget of 1.7 billion Namibian dollars has been designated for the fiscal year 2026-2027 to enhance the salary structure for civil servants and with that improvement in their performance. And this is implemented as follows. For the fiscal year 2026-2027, all staff members in grades 15 and 14 will receive a standardized monthly increase of 700 Namibian dollars. Furthermore, employees in grades 13 to 1 will have a 5% increase in their basic salaries, and all of these are effective April 2026. transitioning to the fiscal year 2027-2028, every staff member from grades 15 to 1 will receive a 5% boost in their basic salaries, while those in non-management positions will experience a 7% increase in their transport allowance starting April 2027. Acknowledging the roles that the judges and magistrates play, an allocation of 78 million is earmarked to address a shortfall in personnel for judges and magistrates. Recruitment of health professionals is budgeted for the recruitment of health professionals, an amount of 259 million is budgeted. An amount of 108 million is budgeted for the recruitment of National Correctional Service cadets. Now, an amount of 58 million is earmarked for the improvements to the basic pay and benefits of the public office bearers. The development budget for the financial year 2026-2027. It is okay. The development budget for financial year 2026-2027 is set at 6.5 billion Namibian dollars for the state-funded developmental projects, as guided by the execution capacity of ongoing projects during the financial year 2025-2026. It is worth noting that this budget is also expected to receive 4 billion Namibian dollars in grant and loan-funded projects to improve infrastructure across various ministries. For the following two financial years, that is 2027-2028 and 2028-2029, the ceiling are set at 7 billion Namibian dollars and 7.7 billion Namibian dollars respectively. Furthermore, to mitigate the significant reduction in the development budget, which may adversely affect the implementation of capital projects and government priority initiatives, several strategic projects are proposed to be funded by state-owned enterprises and other non-budgetary state revenue sources. These include
if you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah yamar me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like boring day at the spun, polanify your lunch hour with a delicious polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich, polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend.
The overall budget deficit is expected to decrease to 5.5% of GDP in the year 2026-2027, gradually narrowing to 3.8%. Gradually narrowing to 3.8%. Thank you. Gradually narrowing to 3.8% for financial year 2027-2028 and reaching 3.3% in the financial year 2028-2029. Honourable members, to this effect, the government's total financing requirements projected to peak at 19.2 billion Namibian dollars in 2026-2027 from 14.5 billion Namibian dollars estimated for 2025-2026, before moderating to 12.9 billion in 2027-2028 and 10.6 billion Namibian dollars in 2028-2029, respectively. I didn't hear the clap. Okay, thank you. Total interest payments are projected to rise from 14.3 billion 2025-2026 to 16.2 billion Namibian dollars in 2026-2027 and further 17.1 billion in 2027-2028 and 17.8 billion in 2028-2029 financial year. As a percentage of GDP, interest payments will average about 4.5%, while as a share of total revenue, they are expected to increase to 18.1%, stabilizing at around 17.8% in later MTF years. These figures highlight the need for effective debt management to reduce interest costs and support developmental priorities. The total government debt is projected to increase from 174.6 billion Namibian dollars in 2025-2026 to 217 billion by 2028-2029. Total debt as a percentage of GDP is projected to stabilize around 67.5% throughout the MTF period. Domestic debt constitutes the majority, bolstering financial stability, while foreign debt, though moderate, plays a crucial role in diversifying funding sources. Government guarantees, which support strategic investments and public entities, are projected to increase from 7.6 billion in 2025-2026 to 11.8 billion Namibian dollars in 2026-2027 financial year, before moderating to 10.6 billion Namibian dollars in 2027-2028 and rising again to 14.1 billion in 2028-2029 financial year. And that would be equivalent to between 2.8 and 4.3% of GDP. The ministry has commenced the implementation of the Commonwealth Meridian Debt Management System to enhance efficiency and transparency in public debt management, analysis, and reporting. In addition, the government will embrace blended finance, public-private partnerships, and private sector participation to deliver resource-intensive but strategically important infrastructure projects. This approach enables the government to harness private sector efficiency and funding while protecting the fiscal space. Honorable Speaker, honorable members, prior to the finalization of the 2026-2027 budget, the Ministry of Finance and the National Planning Commission engaged in targeted consultations with various stakeholders, including individuals, economic societies, SMEs, youth groups, state-owned enterprises, and offices, ministries, and agencies, including National Council and the National Assembly, through the Budget and Finance Standing Committees. We also consulted the labor unions, business owners, civil society organizations, and we really received valuable feedback. I would like to express my sincere gratitude to all Namibians who participated in this process. Please be assured that your contributions are highly valued and have made a significant impact. In our consultations, a clear message emerged, and that is policy certainty is essential. Investors, entrepreneurs, and our development partners need clarity, predictability, and confidence in the rules that govern economic participation in Namibia. Allow me, therefore, to provide clear assurance on the three cornerstone policy instruments that are essential to Namibia's industrialization, investment, and enterprise development agenda. My colleagues in the executive will provide further insights during the commentary stage or committee stage regarding the status and the way forward only three important policy instruments, namely the Namibia Investment Promotion and Facilitation Bill, the Namibia Equitable Economic Empowerment Framework, and the Special Economic Zones Regime. During the 2025-2026 fiscal year, the Ministry of International Relations and Trade concluded a national public consultation process on the Namibia Investment Promotion Bill, Investment Promotion and Facilitation Bill, and its regulations. Inputs were received from the private sector, public institutions, civil society, professional bodies, and individual stakeholders. These submissions are currently under detailed review to strengthen the investment promotion and facilitation framework with a focus on transparency, responsiveness, alignment with the national development objectives, and adherence to international best practices. Further updates will be communicated as the legislative refinement process progresses. The government reaffirms that special economic zones are a key long-term strategy for industrial growth with value addition and export competitiveness. While the special economic zones incentives will be periodically reviewed for global alignment and fiscal sustainability, protections will be in place for existing investors to ensure a stable rules-based regime. The focus is on fostering economic activity, skills transfer, and technology development, as well as contributing to national revenue. The Special Economic Zone Bill is currently under legal review and will be presented to the August House by the year end. With respect to the National Equitable Economic Empowerment Framework, the government remains steadfast in its objective of broadening meaningful participation in the economy while safeguarding economic competitiveness and investment growth. To this end, the Office of the Prime Minister is engaging the business community in a meeting scheduled for the 2nd March 2026 to solicit input and discuss viable options going forward. Alongside the policies just mentioned, I would also like to share some progress updates on the key public finance policies that we are in the process of reforming. Public Procurement Act in Namibia is a crucial law for national development, promoting transparency and responsible financial management. However, current challenges have delayed project execution. To address this, we established a special interministerial technical committee to review the Public Procurement Act and related regulations. After national consultations that took place last year, an amendment bill is undergoing legal drafting and will be introduced in this August House by mid-2026. Innovation remains at the heart of our reform agenda. In this regard, the Office of the Prime Minister and the Ministry of Finance have successfully developed and launched the electronic government procurement website and portal. That's just phase one. In terms of code of good practice on preference, this code lays out the fundamental principles and regulations for preferential procurement in Namibia. The policy essentially allows for the application of national and exclusive preferences towards categories of Namibian manufacturers as well as other categories such as youth, SMEs, women, previously disadvantaged Namibians, suppliers, promoting environmental protection, and suppliers also providing employment to Namibians. The government urges all public entities to implement the code of good practice to strengthen industrialization policies and ensure public spending benefits our people. In this MTF period, or in this MTF document, the government will ensure adherence to the code of good practice to support Namibian manufacturers and to promote opportunities for youth-led enterprises. With regard to the Public Finance Management Bill, it is at an advanced stage, and it will also be presented to this August House in 2026. With regard to Income Tax Amendment Bill, as outlined in 2025-2026, we have mentioned various amendments that are going to take place. The government will then maintain its commitment to implementing those measures designated to stimulate economic growth. Again, the Income Tax Amendment Bill is currently under review, that's legal review, and will also be presented to this August House in quarter 2, 2026. Similarly, in line with the views expressed through the stakeholders' consultation and is aligned with the objectives of NDP 6, the government is advocating for crucial fiscal policy reforms in this national budget. As Her Excellency, the President of the Republic of Namibia, has clearly emphasized, it cannot be business as usual. So, these reforms are therefore crucial for the transformation and rechartering our fiscal path. The nation stands at an important fiscal crossroads. The choices we make today will determine whether we secure long-term stability or allow rising obligations to constrain the aspirations of our people. It's for this reason that the government, under the leadership of Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo Nandaitwah, resolved that government should restore a positive primary fiscal balance for the year 2026-2027 and the whole MTF period. That job, why are you not clapping your hand? That's good news. In doing so, we will stabilize public debt and place the debt to GDP ratio on a gradual downward 60% of GDP. At the same time, we are taking deliberate steps to reduce interest payments as a share of GDP, thereby creating much needed fiscal space for priority development and social spending. To further strengthen fiscal discipline and contain risks, we will ensure that contingent liabilities are used sparingly, particularly government guarantees to spur productive investments, and these guarantees should be maintained below 10% of GDP. Honorable Speaker, honorable members, let me circle back to share my insights on the three principles that I referred earlier when I started my statement. To operationalize fiscal prudence and strengthen expenditure discipline, the government, through the office of the Prime Minister, will undertake a comprehensive review of personnel establishment and workload analysis. Also to look at the skills mix and deployment of service delivery priorities and fiscal sustainability objectives. This will be supplemented by the public finance review. Some people call it public expenditure review, but when you include revenue in, it becomes public finance review, to be undertaken by the Ministry of Finance on key selected offices, ministries, and agencies with a focus on finding efficiency savings. Implementation of employment conditions across public service, central technical support function within the Ministry of Works and Transport to assist line ministries with project preparation, feasibility studies, and credible costing methodologies. Honorable Speaker, strengthening fiscal discipline requires more than sound laws. It requires strong institutions and an agile workforce to implement those laws. In this regard, the government will reinforce the roles of accounting officers, the financial advisors, the internal auditors across the public service, because this is recognized as critical pillars in the State Finance Act in as far as public finance management is concerned. And they will implement reforms to strengthen accountability and oversight. In doing so, we are reinforcing the credibility of our budget, safeguarding value for money, and ensuring fiscal discipline, and ensuring that fiscal discipline is embedded not only in policy, but in daily financial management across government. I want now to turn to the role of state-owned enterprises in the country's development agenda. Enhancing the state-owned enterprises is crucial for advancing the country's development agenda. To this end, some key strategic projects will be assigned to SOEs with the necessary technical expertise and implementation capacity to improve execution, short delivery times, and enhance efficiency and value for money. The strategy directly fosters economic growth by easing infrastructure bottlenecks. These strategic plans of SOEs will also be aligned with NDP 6. We will commence with two state-owned enterprises, namely NHE and the RFA. To boost the provision of affordable housing, NHE has secured $1.5 billion in loan financing guaranteed by the government over the MTF period. This funding will facilitate the expansion of housing development by delivering approximately 2,300 houses. The government will allocate fuel levy revenues to the Road Fund Administration to finance the construction and rehabilitation of priority road infrastructure, ensuring sustained investment in transport networks while preserving fiscal discipline. Finally, the government will enforce stronger development budget execution, and the National Planning Commission and the Ministry of Finance were directed to prohibit varaments from development to operational spending. This is to safeguard capital allocations and to ensure funds serve intended purposes. In order to strengthen fiscal discipline and improve effectiveness of public spending, the government will pilot in selected ministries the outcome-based budgeting. We shall continue to modernize our budget framework to ensure that every dollar delivers maximum impact. Outcome-based budgeting shifts the focus from what we spend to what we achieve. Under this reform, OMAS will define clear, measurable outcomes aligned to national development priorities. This reform will strengthen service delivery, improve value for money, and enhance transparency in government operations. It will help ensure that national resources directly support the development outcomes our citizens expect and deserve. With regard to tax policies and administration reforms, the budget proposes new tax proposals to cover the MTF, covering the period from 2026-2027 to 2028-2029, and these reforms are: review and update depreciation allowance, we call it capital allowance, rules to support business investment and economic growth. Accelerated capital depreciation allows businesses to deduct the cost of qualifying capital assets faster than under normal depreciation rules. To improve transparency and reduce tax avoidance, mandatory disclosure for aggressive tax planning should align with the OECD or G20 base erosion and profit shifting, which is Action 12. Adjust the income tax brackets to reduce fiscal drag and improve fairness. Update personal income tax rates and thresholds to ensure continued progressivity and adequacy of revenue over two financial years. Special economic zones, they review and update the introduction of tax incentives to ensure they deliver on intended investment and job creation. Incentive design is sensitive to international commitments and circumstances, and with an openness to mutual beneficial cooperation. We are going to amend the Petroleum Income Act to address new developments in the sector. We are going to amend the VAT legislation in Namibia to bolster key priority sectors such as agricultural inputs, input imports, and the creative industry. We are going to modernize the VAT Act and implement e-invoicing to improve legislative clarity, enhance compliance, and reduce fraud. Review the introduction of the corporate social responsibility contributing tax deductions incentive. Streamline taxation of revenue from international sporting events. Modernizing the VAT Act. Sorry for this one. Streamline taxation of revenue from international sport events. Then corporate restructuring property, further to clarify the treatment of properties within group structures to allow for group relief that allow for neutral mergers, acquisitions, and restructuring under certain conditions. Under tax administration, now we go to our SMEs that they have referred to themselves as Order With Me. Yes. Now, with regard to Order With Me initiative, yes. The rapid growth of e-commerce poses challenges for small and medium enterprises. Yes. In the Order With Me initiative, including high transaction costs, yes, and reliance on multiple intermediaries. Yes. In response, as a responsive government, the Namibia Revenue Agency, NAMRA, and the commissioner is somewhere up there, yeah, is establishing, yeah, is, yeah, a, okay, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you. The Namibia Revenue Agency is establishing a centralized e-commerce clearance center to streamline clearance processes, reduce costs, and minimize the risk of lost goods. This center is expected to be operational by April 30th, 2026. Thank you. Between March 2025 and January 2026, this is now with regard to tax refunds, NAMRA processed tax refunds totaling $9.8 billion, reaffirming the government's commitment to ensuring taxpayers receive refunds that are rightful due, recognizing that timeliness is essential to taxpayers' confidence. NAMRA is improving operational efficiency by reducing refund turnaround times from 90 days, gradually to 60 days, gradually to 30 days, and so on. Thank you. Now, with regard to tax amnesty program, Namibia launched a tax amnesty program in 2017, which was later extended at various stages with a deadline of 31st October 2026. This program offers a unique chance for taxpayers with outstanding debts to settle their obligations. Now, taxpayers are encouraged to take action before their deadline to ensure that their tax matters are resolved because there will be no extensions. Yes. Now, with regard to syntax, last week, in conformity with Article 21 of the SACO agreement, the following excise duties on the consumption of alcohol and tobacco took effect on 25th February 2026. And they read as follows.
Onkundana ombwanawa okuzilila ku imba. Imba osho akutha onkatu opo anyanyudhe aarongithie. Nopokatu pa ali nare, ae, hapo eliwe paife. Okuvure ngashi ali nare. Imba okwagwedhela ko iirongithi iwanawa ipe, opo uvure okulongitha oka epa kweka imba memanguluko. Ngashi ngei, imba okwaninga ompu, ye ohendelele, ye ishewe okuna onkondo shivulithe nare. Owiilongekidha tu okupatulula ashihe shoka imba tekupe. Mona omalongekidho agehe giikalekelwa koodola ashike $36 komwedhi nenge uhupithe oshimaliwa shoye nomahangano getu gamwe. Oto kuthilwako oopelesenda 5 shampa wiishangitha oomwedhi 3 nenge oopelesenda 10 kokwiishangitha koomwedhi 6. Shampa wiishangitha oomwedhi 12 nokuli, oto kuthilwako oopelesenda 25. Ano, hogolola ehangano ndyoka tali ku opalele eto tameke okutyapula ashihe shoka imba teku penena koondando dhopevi lela. Imba, mpoka hapu gongala uuyuni auhe.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook.
Cigarettes will increase from 22 Namibian dollars 81 cents to 23 Namibian dollars 58 cents per pack of 20. Pipe tobacco will increase from 321 Namibian dollars 37 cents to 332 Namibian dollars 26 cents per kilo. Cigars will increase from 5,843 Namibian dollars 68 cents to 6,041 Namibian dollars 72 per kg. Alcohol beverages. Hey, sure. The proposed excise duties show for alcohol. Okay. It's not bad. Sparkling wine from $19.03 to $19.68 per liter. Spirits from $292.91 to $302.84 per liter of absolute alcohol. Clear malt beer from $145.07 to $249.98 per liter of absolute alcohol. Now, see that? And alcohol food beverages from $145.07 $249.98 per liter of absolute alcohol. Now, let me come back now to the last part of the appropriation bill, 2026-2027. Allocations to the social sector. The social sector encompassing education, health, social safety nets, and youth empowerment. They remain the largest area of government spending. Yeah. For the year 2026-2027, this sector is allocated 54.3 billion Namibian dollars, accounting to 61.7% of the total budget when you exclude interest payments. The prioritization of education and health in this budget reflects the government's firm commitment to the objectives of NDP 6. These investments are strengthening human capital, improving productivity, and supporting inclusive growth. Education equips our youth with skills for a modern economy, while health spending safeguards workforce participation and reduces long-term fiscal costs. Even in a constrained fiscal environment, the government is protecting these two sectors because they are strategic investments in sustainable growth, fiscal resilience, and intergenerational equity. A total of $28 billion has been earmarked for the vote, education, innovation, arts and culture. Of this, like I have said already, $2.8 billion is designated for subsidized special education. A total of $939 million has been earmarked for development projects. While the vote supports youth and national service, get $750 million in the fiscal year 2026-2027, while over the medium term expenditure framework, a total of $83.6 billion has been allocated. The Ministry of Health and Social Services has been allocated a total of 13.1 billion Namibian dollars, which includes 259 million for the recruitment of health professionals. Over the MTF period, the ministry will receive a total of 38.5 billion Namibian dollars to upgrade public hospitals and clinics to match the private sector standards. The Ministry of Veteran Affairs receives $1.5 billion in the year 2026-2027 and a total of $4.6 billion over the MTF. With regard to economic and infrastructure sector, the sector allocated 80% and 4% of the total budget, excluding interest payments. The commitment represents the contribution towards supporting productive sectors and infrastructure development to stimulate economic activity and growth. Overall, the commitment to infrastructure development increases when the initiative funded outside the budget are also considered. Now, the vote for transport will receive a total budget of $2.1 billion, which is geared towards road infrastructure funded from the State Revenue Fund. It is worth noting that the transportation sector is also funded through external loans and grants totaling $1.6 billion, as well as fuel levies dedicated to the Road Fund Authority for the construction of critical roads amounting to $2.4 billion. The vote for works will receive $593 million for the 2026-2027 financial year and a $2.1 billion over the MTF. The Ministry of Information and Communication Technology has been allocated a total of $682 million for the financial year 2026-2027. The Ministry of Finance received a $12.9 billion allocation in 2026-2027, of which $447 million is to cater for a 100 increase in pension for the elderly, effective from 1st April 2026. Under the same vote, while we are waiting for the other process to happen, a $58 million for the improvement of the remuneration structure of political office bearers is housed there, and $140 million for contingency provision. Over the MTF, the vote will receive a total allocation of $39.2 billion. The vote industries, mines and energies allocated a total amount of 826.7 million Namibian dollars for the 2026-2027 financial year, of which the development budget for the vote is amounting to 320 million, availed to fast track rural electrification and improve access to electricity countrywide. Vote Environment, Forestry and Tourism is allocated a total amount of 736.8 million Namibian dollars for the 2026-2027 financial year. National Planning Commission will receive 283 million Namibian dollars for 2026-2027 and 852 million over the MTEF. The Vote Agriculture and Land Reform will receive 1.8 billion, which is made up of a development budget of 478 million Namibian dollars. Over MTEF, the Vote will receive over MTEF, the Vote will receive 5.5 billion Namibian dollars. Additionally, the vote has external funding of 218 million Namibian dollars for agricultural mechanization, seed improvement, and the development of land in communal areas. All this is for the year 2026-2027. With regard to water and marine resources, this vote will receive 1 billion Namibian dollars for 2026-2027, of which 579 million Namibian dollars is for the development budget. External funding, including 257 million Namibian dollars for rural water supply coverage and 865 million Namibian dollars for the construction of water supply security infrastructure. Under the public safety sector, this sector receives the second largest allocation of 17 billion Namibian dollars, accounting for 19.5% of total expenditure, excluding interest payments. This reflects government's commitment to maintaining peace, security, and stability as cornerstones for economic growth and national development. In this regard, defense is allocated 7.5 billion Namibian dollars, of which 587 million Namibian dollars is for development budget. Justice will receive 460.8 million Namibian dollars for the financial year 2026-2027, and over the MTEF, they will reach 1.3 billion Namibian dollars. Judiciary will receive 512 million Namibian dollars for the year 2026-2027, and budgetary allocation to the tune of 78 million has been allocated for the judiciary vote on personnel expenditure for judges and magistrates. Over the MTEF period, the vote will receive 1.6 billion Namibian dollars. Anti-Corruption Commission will receive a total allocation of 109 million Namibian dollars for 2026-2027 financial year, of which 10 million will fill critical positions, while a total of 310 million is earmarked for the whole MTEF period. Attorney General will receive a total of 267 million Namibian dollars for 2026-2027 and 814 million Namibian dollars over the MTEF. A total of 8.1 billion is allocated to the Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security, of which 108 million Namibian dollars has been earmarked for the recruitment in the Namibian Correctional Service and 158 million Namibian dollars for the translation of 2,033 NAMPOL cadets in training and the recruitment of 2,000 NAMPOL cadets. The ministry will receive a total of 25 billion over the MTEF period. Coming to the administrative sector, this sector receives 7% of the total budget allocation in the amount of 6.1 billion for the financial year 2026-2027. The Ministry of Urban rural development has been allocated a total of 1.9 billion for 2026-2027, of which 744 million is for development budget. Both president will receive 1.2 billion for the financial year 2026-2027 and 3.7 billion Namibian dollars over the MTEF. Prime Minister's office, as a vote, will receive 535 million Namibian dollars for the year 2026-2027 and 1.5 billion over the MTEF. The National Assembly will receive 416 million Namibian dollars and 1.2 billion over the MTEF.
Okunda oedipungwa paife richacha na parate zandeto karawa kwa takanifa evimbokeshe pehena omalimbiriro kuchane oara oku streaminga oku scrollinga ila oku hustlinga online kareka pwe ya kuroroe alushe oku jako parate zlangono parekwa toshiningi evimbokeshe kesha pauli richacha evimbokeshe oku pitira menere davodayo lokangashi Daytime City Parates Shop Parates App Parates website ilo kupitira kwa self-service portal. Kapena shuta shikukerele okumona ea kuro kujako Parates. Toshi ningi efimbokeshe omkaro waenderera upukulongifa no usho kuinekerwa. Tarera po epanjara bonina ko recharge.parates.africa.
Always Parates. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station.
733 million for 2026-2027 and 406 million over the MTEF. International relations and trade, 1.4 billion for 2026-2027 and 4.3 billion Namibian dollars over the MTEF. Of these, there is a 94 million Namibian dollars to cover operations of the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board. National Council will receive 134 million Namibian dollars for 2026-2027 financial year and 409 million Namibian dollars over the MTEF. Both labor and industrial relations will receive 231 million for the financial year 2026-2027 and 700 million over the MTEF. Electoral Commission of Namibia will receive 181 million Namibian dollars for 2026-2027 financial year and 553 million Namibian dollars over the MTEF. A detailed breakdown of the expenditure allocations for various votes is available in the appropriation bill that was distributed. In conclusion, Honorable Speaker, Honorable members, the budget, this budget, is about restoring balance between ambition and affordability, between growth and stability, and between today's needs and tomorrow's obligations. The choices before us are difficult, but they are necessary. Therefore, this budget prioritizes macroeconomic stability, debt sustainability, and value for money, while protecting critical social and economic investments. Through distinct budgeting, improved project selection, and outcome-based spending, the government is laying a foundation for sustainable growth and job creation during this MTEF period. Honorable Speaker, Honorable Members, I am grateful to Her Excellency the President, Dr. Mutumbo Nandi-Baitwa, for her leadership and for the trust she placed in me to manage the public finances. I further want to thank Her Excellency the Vice President, the Right Honorable Prime Minister, and my colleagues in the Executive for their support. Similarly, I wish to thank the Speaker, the National Assembly, National Council members, through the committees on budget and finance, for the valuable inputs that you gave. You reminded me, and the Secretary General of the SWAPO Party. Frank, the Director General of the National Planning Commission, Dr. Kyren Kwende. My sincere thanks goes to the Governor of the Bank of Namibia. He's there, and his team. The Commissioner of Namibia Revenue Agency and the team. The CEO of the Namibia Financial Institution Supervisory Authority, that's NAMFISA, and his team. I also wish to thank sincerely the Ministry of Finance and National Planning Commission teams, the Super Eagles. Under the capable leadership of the executive directors, a job well done team. Finally, I thank every Namibian taxpayer for their continued contributions to the fiscus and to all stakeholders whom we met during the budget consultation meetings and those ones on the social media. We appreciate you. Honorable Speaker, I now move that the Appropriation Bill 2026, Bill number 1 of 2026, be read a second time. I thank you.
Are there any further discussions on the budget? Honorable, are there any further discussions? Okay, you have the floor, Honorable Nashinke.
Thank you very much, Honorable Speaker. I must thank the Honorable Minister for the tabling of the appropriation bill and also for commend her honesty and also the theme is really the right compass as far as Namibia is concerned, where we are finding ourselves, productivity, people, productivity, prudence, perfect. But the challenge here is just the execution. However, it would depend on
Omutiha with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. Chicago Shafasana, Nana, Longishifa, Yai, Shuika Moshiwana, E. Moyao, Otaingo Samwene, Anagashifa, Yanamibia, Ombitom Banawa, Orangika, Saitanina, Omeguro, Nirandisoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupitramo, Ike FM Media House, Gwe 20 Pimeha, Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara omkwashi pareki wimepo yo mo programa detu. Moambo, dengera selma, onaraje tatuimu. Datundatu, heari jamano tano, o niaj. Igele FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the Eye. The Eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yeah, oh, Brakeni, oh, shuta shininga program at yon kundana zingi, pa mwena lo isashimi. Tuwe tengani kuchokuna shikio minuta zo kathiri nano. Opatuwe tukatuwa kanyambakoro tundino kudwa itana hermuta. Nunande, nando tuarangangi notuku hile mo nenge kashona. Sengura tui mwangane nawa kucha me Erika. Kuringane natango aga njushima wa shithike pene. Nenengane mito pruwe orokathana. Nene natango ya sekta zo katu inekreni. Ano ziri ngane natango la zivodhi kare. Zetangane mpito moshirongo no show tu. No mwashu komprakeni wanje. Mwashu kapa mota ndi mwashike kashona. Ndi mwashike kashona mono kucha. Aye, gengo tashi ya kushitopo wa shika sho sherongo. Erongo me sikoro tundikaro nena. Oriringa nila pewa oshimarua. Shimaronga ni chithike pebio na ziri mirongo mbaina hetatu. No momvo shimaruwa shitu shikosho 2026 to 2027. No me simboli shendo no. Otaro ngezano shimaruwa shono. Ngota shangana kushitopo tushika sherongo. Moka mono no zimba kuchan. Ovrazako mene tumbo. Kwa ringana no apo pia na kukana na kuri. Itula mungu chukwara ngana nerongo ndikari kare roshari. Ano mono nakuri oshimaru wa shari na hatuwa po nakuri nare. Shoka shiringane pebio na ziri mbao shinkuwa no hetatu. Oshi ta shika kasha ambiziza. Osekto otu njika nungustopo tu shika shero ngoro pombada. Arono mwa shoka na tango. Kake ya shika na tango ko sekta. Konege kustopo tu shika shero ngoro pombada. Oshima wa shoka na tango. Ota shika kara na tango shalo ngitha. Okukara no. Eskora di mwepo, zangane za fathe ndekano shotu, adhi akane za po shima washoka di mwezi kare za ya mbizizwa no za tungwa nenge, za yu navitingwa no, makata kupongane kucho, pongane kuyandwe o klasa di kangane zuzu nene, anona shoko shinga natango shaturu wapo shi nekererwa ostopotu shoka sherongo natango mono purire tango pa wedwa nenge pa turoshi mawa fitike mpano pucha pe miro nangane dada po maovo mathere ngoi no mirongo ndatu no ngoi no shi mawa shoka shisha turwa po ne ke proe kangane ziripo ano thinasha no mashumo komesho ngengo tashangane kushtopo yetu shika so shujumilisho tu mpuka wewe rongo. Natango, ngengo ta shangani rwa mwaka natango, ta patulu wangando shima wa shithike kaishingani mumilisho we rongo, ndashike pepewe kwa zotu zono marunduru kone nge, o hepewe kanga nezokazi nekele rwa kukala za kreatingi ronga nge za ninekirwa kukaranga ni dhango za shumeza kumisho shurongo ashike zono dhango epure kangani zo shurongo ashishe anoshukane shatupatua za shumeza shoka shahazape miyo nadhiri oma sirongoi no mirongo ndatu no ngoi tatu ya kushitopua shika shumauzano tuwa kushitopua tango ingo tasha kuminga ya nyasha no mayakuro ngani na tango ngono homo shurongo ngono ngashi nga tango tunando ngashi ofanda njiaka, anengoshi marwashi ya mbezi za shiaka shanyasha, anoshono pulo patu wa doshima wa shutike pepura dhilo masegiri ya hea ino mirongo tano. Anoshonu natango, oshiri netashia mbidhida, nengo shiri netashika kara sharongithwa. Pongo kwa moko ogotu ngono, ogotu 2026, sigo 2027. Ano oshima wa shoko shungana natango shiri nga ashike, nge koto ya koshito pa shuhaku. Ngo to akosto pa shu hako mono opuri patro shuma wa shadanga ne pebio na dilo longo na ndato shunkwa no yimwe shoka shiri mwane makwatirwa kucha pakwatirwa wakatirwa ko tapa kanga ne puna mboka takakara ya kutwa ninge mboka takakara ngani ya munironga na nushima wa shuka ne shiri ne ha sha tashizi shithike ngana no po pemio na dilo masegeri ya ino mirongo ntano no ngoi anushima wa shuka shisha no inwa shike eturo mironga ro reapangi nenge ndoko tora anoya kutungane mbaka yene nzapo mwoshitopo tushika suhaku ya no mwasho kana tango no mwasho kana tango upuri patrushi mariwa pro patrushi mariwa shee beyo nadhili omirongo ndatu na heta tushinkwa nuntano ashiko shima mwasho koshi unene sharurinwa sharurinwa ngana no oku renovatinga ningo ku upgradinga na tango ipangero ngane ya pangero no show na tango akrashi ya tango ipangero mbo yumbine ne opuna watango u klinika ningo pena watango pangero mbusho na mboka na wata wakarangana na tango wiri wa watu wapansika wiri nawa anoponga novuka tango wayambiza na kukwasira ngani keshe wumu ya shige pamotu shinga nukato shurira mono nena ngura pamotu vunga natongo tukatu watzikirako unene gengoto shangani kwa ntengwane kwa sane kwa kutungu nukomu voshimaruwa 20